When New Orleans needed a new district attorney at the end of 2002, there was little doubt that voters would embrace Eddie Jordan. He was the man who, as U.S. attorney, had managed the near impossible. He had successfully prosecuted the state's ever-popular, ever-indicted, but never-convicted governor, Edwin Edwards, on racketeering and fraud charges. Riding this crest of victory, Eddie Jordan became the city's first black D.A. But Mr. Jordan now has his own legal troubles to worry about, and so does the city. When he took office in January of 2003, he promptly fired 56 staff members, 53 of whom were white. A federal jury recently found that Eddie Jordan discriminated against those one-time workers, violating civil rights law. The plaintiffs will receive $1.9 million in back pay. This week, both sides are filing papers in federal court to determine how that money will be dispersed and whether the plaintiffs are due any more compensation. Gwen Filosa has been covering the story for the Times-Picayune newspaper. She joins us from member station WWNO in New Orleans. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Tell us why Eddie Jordan says he fired those 56 staff members.
Mr. Jordan's legal team said that he had the right to hire and fire whoever he wanted to, and he insisted that race was never a factor. Loyalty was a big word that came up during trial. Mr. Jordan said he wanted people who would be loyal to him, and also he rewarded many people who worked on his campaign with jobs, and the people happened to be African-American.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of jobs are we talking about now? Is it lawyers? Is it clerks?
None of the jobs at issue are legal jobs. That means no one was an attorney. Mm-hmm. But they range from investigators to people who work in the child support collection office, people who type up the indictments. They're not just pencil pusher jobs. Mm-hmm. Some of them were highly skilled.
Yeah. And all of those workers who got fired, did they all file suit?
43. The bulk of them did file.
Meantime, all of those fired workers have been out of that office anyway since January 03. Is there a chance that any of them would want to go back to the old jobs?
A number of them have found other jobs. Some make more money. Several don't, according to their lawyer.
Now, tell us about the jury. We've seen reports that the jury was mostly white. Is that
correct?
Unusual in a city that is mostly black?
Well, the difference here is this was a federal case, and the jury pool draws from 13 parishes. So it's not just Orleans. It includes people from St. Bernard, St. Tammany, Tangipahoa, Lafourche. There were 8 whites and 2 blacks, and that reflected the pool of the 100 people that were called in.
He's the district attorney. Is Eddie Jordan going to keep his job?
He is back at work and says his lawyers will handle the appeals and he's going to continue as DA.
And what are people saying on the streets there in New Orleans? How are they reacting to all this?
The reaction is mixed. There are a lot of people who support the fired workers who say, hey, he clearly did this because he wanted to have more blacks in office. And he has his own supporters who say, hey, he has every right to hire and fire at will. Wholesale firing is the right of the winner, so to speak.
The last district attorney that New Orleans had was singer Harry Connick's dad, right? And he held that job for 30 years, and he's a white man. So to what extent does that exacerbate the situation that the DA was white, his workers were white, now the picture's changed?
Connick held onto that job for 29 years, and the office wasn't all white, but it was majority white. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the last government agencies in the parish that was majority white in 2003 when Mr. Jordan took over. And the demographic certainly had changed in the city over 30 years.
What's the next step now?
In the next couple of weeks, the judge could render the judgment, which just means he tells Mr. Jordan what he has to do.
And where would that money come from? Who would have to pay?
That's the question everybody has. And $1.9 million could just be the start of what the eventual judgment is if the judge finds that these people deserve more compensation for lost wages. Will he go to the city? Will he go to the state to ask for money? I don't know. It's an office with about a $10 million a year budget. They don't even have enough to post a bond, which would stay the judgment.
Thanks so much. Gwen Filosa, a staff writer with the Times-Picayune newspaper, joining us from member station WWNO in New Orleans.